Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the F19 Show. I'm your host, James. Now, listen up. So I've been gone for a week straight now. Or a week? 2 weeks? I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, the reason why, guys, is because that week I did, like, podcast non-stop. You know, it was a bit tiring for me. So I just had to stop for a week. And I was, like, focusing on homework as well. So, none of me. Today we'll be talking about the 1 year anniversary, I guess you would say. One year since the rapper XXXTentacion died. So, yeah. So, like I said, guys, we're going to be talking about X today. Now, what I got the idea from is by the YouTuber, what's her name again? Leigh Hansen or something like that. I forget her first name, but I know it's Hansen at the end. And I was watching her video, and she was kind of upset. Yeah, so basically what I want to talk about, guys, is his, you know, life, maybe through, mainly after his last time he was released from jail, and what he became when he came out, and all that. So, a year ago, guys, X started this challenge, right, called the Helping Hand Challenge, and what he did was, is that the challenge was about people going around helping, like, the homeless, just helping out people, you know, maybe doing things for kids, and all that good stuff, you know. But, and there was How do you say it, Luca? Reward, yeah, that, and he was going to choose a winner for the reward, and the reward is that they would if they weren't living in the same state as X, he would basically fly him out. He would pay for the flying. He would have dinner with them, he would hang out with them, and he would give them, like, £1,000, which is, like, you know, $1,000. And the thing is, guys, but he never even, like, you know, he never chose a winner, because he died 5 months after that, so after he released the challenge, so we never even, you know, done that. Never asked someone to fly out with him, or hang out with him, or eat dinner with him, you know. So that was a sad thing. And also, when he came out of jail, guys, he was like, you know, no point being this, you know, this really mean guy. I'm gonna try and become positive, help, do everything I can to do things to help other people. And so when he did die, 6ix9ine made this video on Instagram saying of reacting to his death. And basically what 6ix9ine was saying was, you know, man, you X rang him up one time and said, "Man, you have to do more of this, and your music's going well, but you need to start making these things." Just giving him advice, you know. And he was saying, you know, if you're stressing or doing anything, you know, bad, and you regret it, just call me and I'll talk to you and I'll help you do all this. And so, when So he had a really bummed out face when he was telling us that, when he was reacting to it, you know. So that was one bit, which was really sad. And the thing is, guys, is that he was only, what, 20, 21? So something around them two ages. You know, he could have maybe either, you know, he could have been like an OG. He could have lived up to 30. He would get so many, like, Grammys and all that. Not Grammys. Is it Grammys? No, what are they called? Are they called Grammys, Luca? Music? I think they are. I think they're called Grammys. I might be thinking of something else. I don't know. But it's something like that. So, you know, he could have, like, you know, it's just weird. It's weird to think about, to be fair. Because, you know, when you look at someone, say if you go online and you see, say if you go up to someone you know and you look at them, you're like, you recognize them the way they look, how their face are, you know, differences. But when you grow up, they grow up with you, and you have like it's like you're two different people. If you look at each other, you're like, who are you, you know, type of thing. But because you grow up with them, you know it's always going to be them, you know. But when I think of it, when I think of, say, what would X look like if he did live up to, say, 60, 40, 50, around them ages, you know, it's really hard for me to picture it. Because, say, when I'm older than him, say, I'm always going to have the way he looks right now, you know. So it's definitely very weird to think about that as well. Because that's another way of, like, missing someone, you know. You know, you look at their details and all that, and you miss them also by that point. You know. X was also missed by a lot of people, guys, you know. It's just sad that the people that he looks up to, say, because I looked up to him a little bit, you know. I thought, man, he's a great rapper. You know, it's like if he can do it from just, you know, doing a, if he was, you know, because I remember him telling a story, I think it was in an interview. He said he dropped out of school for one reason and one reason only, because there was two jobs that he wanted to pursue. He wanted to either do rapping, which he was like, you know, you don't really need a, like, say, like to me in England, we call them GCSEs, but you don't need to go to school to do rapping, you know, because if you hear rapping nowadays, and you think, oh, that's good lyrics or something, oh, that's a good beat, you can always copy on, you can write down lists and all that. There's no real reason you can have. There's no point, you know. He was saying there's no point going to school if you want to do rapping. You know? And I don't know what the other job he was on about. I think it was, I don't know. But he was doing something, you know. And what I thought was, like, man, he might be right, you know. You never know, to be fair, with people. Like that, you know, people drop out for many reasons. Maybe they're too stressed, you know. Maybe they just can't be bothered with school. You know, could be personal reasons, like family and all that. You know, it's shit, to be fair, guys. You know, it's so weird, you know, and you know, the reason why I looked up to him is because he had such confidence, you know. If he can be if he can do that without needing to be at school, or do anything like that, you know, anybody, and if, like people who go to school, if they if X can do something amazing and get loads of money for something like that, then what happens when someone does finish school? You know, they could do more things with their more education. You know, it's amazing. He's just like inspired a lot of people. It's amazing to me, you know, and it's just amazing. And he just inspired people to be great, be positive. He always had a positive attitude, you know. I thought he was always a really, like, kind-hearted person, you know. And that's why probably people liked him, you know. I wanted to meet him, but when I found out he died, I was like, shit, he's gone, man. And I remember, like, listening. I remember when he was pronounced dead, a lot of people, like myself, were saying, no, he's not dead, he's doing it as a publicity stunt, which I thought, yeah, he's probably doing that, so, like, because, what I thought, because a few days later, on his YouTube channel, they released his a music video for Sad, and I was like, huh, that's weird, he didn't even die a week ago, and the music video has him dead, and him going to him trying to beat up himself who's dead. You know, that was really gnarly to me. So I was like, yeah, it's probably a Disney stunt. You know, I've seen so many things like, oh my god, there's no blood on the neck in a certain photo. He can't be dead. I was like, you know, that's probably true. And I saw this one guy who was like, I could bet money on it. I'll bet £1,000 on that, you know. Of course he's not dead. Jesus, no, he's not. But he is, man. He is. You know, that's a sad thing. You know, it's just, it's amazing to think about. Because if you're messing, because what Drake said in the Grammys, he said, you don't need this reward. If you got people with ordinary jobs who are working their butts off for their money, going paid minimum wage, going out to your shows, your festivals, your concerts, to listen to your music and have a good time, at the end of the day, if they're messing it with your music, at the end of the day, then you don't need this Grammy. You're already a winner, you know? That's one thing, you know? You know? He, a lot of people mess with his music, you know? Like, it's amazing to me that you even think about he's gone. Because when you say, when your grandparents die, for instance, when your grandparents die, you're like, shit, I'm really close to them. They can't be gone, you know. It's just, it's madness, to be fair, guys. You know, it's just, you have no proper words or feeling because you're just too shocked. You're shocked that you're shocked, man. It's unreal, man. You know, that's how I felt. That's how a lot of people felt when he died.